Hello, and welcome to another episode of Veterans Talk. I'm here with you to discuss the stories of the VA, VA healthcare, and even some hidden stories that they don't want you to know. Oh yeah, if it's out there, it's going to be talked about here. I'm your host, Priscilla Jones, a woman veteran, nonetheless a veteran of the armed forces like yourselves, or a family member that you know. So as a disclaimer first, before I go further, you may hear me constantly clearing my throat, trying to catch my breath, and you probably hear a little wheezing. As you all know, I'm still going through lung surgery probably in a couple of more months from now, doing more surgery tests as far as a bronchoscopy. They want to make sure, you know, nothing has changed since the last time they took it. So as I continue to prolong it, it's kind of affected me now, and I'm about to give them a date whenever all of these other tests are done. So, excuse me. Without further ado, I just want you to know, as being with me, what's all this extra breath that she's taking, you know? Okay, so for this episode, I'm highlighting something good and productive that the VA has improved. And guess what, audience? I like this one. It's one of the best improvements I've seen. It was in an experimental stage several years ago while they had that very confused, over-busy website with the navigation side tabs and the bottom referrals and the ever-constant changing flash player that was so annoying with its tiny fonts and weird hyperlinks to unending pages of information. Some of you older vets remember the homepage to the old www.va.gov had so much linkage and flash player images scrolling past. It was hard, very hard, to focus on what you actually was looking for initially. Then someone got clever and imagined a VA website that was informative with less disorganization. During that era of creating web pages and designs, programmers delved into a form of quote-unquote sectioning the home page, where you had a side called the navigation side. It was filled with hyperlinks that jumped to another page in the company's network files. Then there was a main page, usually in the center, where text, graphics, and perhaps a flash player was placed to inform you of the page you're on, or quote-unquote, jump to. And I also remember the top header to scroll down to also other hyperlinked pages. For example, an About tab had a drop-down menu, quote-unquote, for other links such as the company, the author, you know, things like that. Then at the bottom, which admittedly I vaguely remember, had other stuff no one really paid attention to much. So that was the design pattern mostly everyone followed. Then the advent of change happened. The time of automation took a turn once the VA had an outrageous claims backlog and appeals were not moving quickly either. The constant proportion of paperwork of every veteran was creating hazardous conditions for workers at every VA administration buildings, and they were depending on outsourcing large files to other offices who could help process the claims. As it made headlines, ultimately a solution had to be approached. It came in comes ebenefits.va.gov. This was created to encourage veterans and their families to file for benefits online, thus eliminating the paper creation trail and save a few trees along the way. But still, you have some old-time veterans who liked the paper filing just the way it was and had a hard time transitioning to a whole new way without having that physical copy of proof in their possession. I was like that too, all right, babe. I was trained to always get a copy of what you sign, you guys know. And having the physical paper proof was essential if they lost, destroyed, mishandled your originals. the younger veterans used it for submission and trouble-free expedition of claims. So the eBenefits website received a lot of traffic. Excuse me. Also instilling a two-step authentication, if I can say that correctly. Whoa, it's a big word. Authentication process to log in or sign up if it's the first time. After creating your new username and password, excuse me, you had access into many other programs that VA shared. As it gained in popularity, the VA was still working on revamping its website, the VA.gov one, and how to bridge eBenefits and their flagship website together. And once that was completed, this new improved website would be the one place to go for all the veterans' needs. It's a workhorse by its own right, and it may take a while to adjust, but this is the best, excuse me, the best that the VA came with. If you haven't seen it, you should take a look at the new and improved www.va.gov. I encourage you to have to check it out. I really do. I must say, I like this design. It made sections and subdivisions of topics more able and easy for veterans to navigate. This site has FAQs, which in my opinion is a bit redundant of information unless you didn't know about it beforehand. It also has a sign-in menu to log in using your already created password, username, using the two-step authentication process. I think whichever option you choose, you know, it's the one that you can sign into, which streamlines which one you're comfortable with using. For example, if you sign into the healthcare part with the U.S., with the VA healthcare e-benefits, then you can log in with that same type of username and password with the two-step authentication process. So this site is the all-in-one approach for information on veterans' benefits, filing claims, looking for resource programs and links, and everything else you didn't know the VA offers. And they have other DoDs and affiliate websites that can be reached. Everything is organized so nicely with its proper link directly to the purpose set out to do. And the most distinct thing is that it's neat. No flashy distractions, photos, no tiny letters or fonts. In fact, if you're using your computer, phone, or tablet, you can enlarge the text on screen. I'm not certain if it was like that in the other previous versions, but a huge plus for me. Absolutely. Even the bottom or facts. So the factors, the footer section, has tremendously improved. Their links and sites. I know it sounds like I'm gushing as if I'm a prom date who bought me, as if a prom date brought me a wrist corsage, you know? But believe me, best and friends, this is the best improved development by the VA webmasters of all time. Mm-hmm. And in the era of COVID-19, they are mindful to keep updates on any changes or information for veterans to make smart decisions. Giving you information current to vaccines and COVID-19 testing. Personally, I haven't gotten any vaccine, but I've been tested for COVID-19 as a requirement for the PFTs, tests. That's the pulmonary full breathing test that I have to do every now and then. And if it's convenient at your VA location, it wouldn't hurt. But if you're distant like me, go to your nearest like CityMD or clinic. The VA will honor your test results from them as long as it's taken at least 2 weeks before your appointment. I've done mine at my local CityMD. Okay. And the results takes 8 hours, actually. Sometimes it's less than that. They say 3 to 5 days, but actually it's shorter. You know, if positive, you know, the clinic will call you to discuss your next step in quarantine procedures, and you probably have to seek medical attention. Okay. All my results, thank God, were all negative, including this COVID-19 PCR test that is considered the gold standard in the medical community. So I'm going to take a little break and let my sponsor do some more talking, and I'll be right back. So there is my opinion of the new and improved VA website. I hope that you will take a moment to browse around the site just to see the latest revisions that made this one the top of my list worthy to bookmark. And this is Priscilla Jones of Veteran Talk, and I'll be talking with you again.